Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you find life really complicated and you're constantly getting stuck? Well, today I'm going to go through why it doesn't need to be like that and how you can break through this. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you feel the value in yourself. This episode idea really came from recent observation. What was going on around me and even my own experience and my own recent actions now and then that I picked up. And it's a question that pops in my head. Why do I overcomplicate things? And I'm not doing it as much as I used to. Definitely, I definitely improved through my life. But even now, I might make something overly complicated and it blows out of proportion in my brain. And maybe you can relate to this. And then I started speaking to people, like when they were stuck with a challenge. And usually the challenge really isn't that complicated. It's quite a simple solution. Now, you might be listening and thinking, yeah, but not everything's simple in life. And this is what I'm really going to talk about today. People, though, in general, overcomplicate things. And when we overcomplicate things, we're less likely to get them done. We start to, that negative voice starts going off in our head. And then we just start second guessing ourselves. And this can therefore knock our self-esteem and our confidence. So life is not always easy, no. And I want to talk about simplicity and easy because they're two slightly different things. Well, they are two big different things. I'm getting a bit confused with my wording. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is things being simple and easy are two different things. So when we say something's easy, that means it's emotionally, mentally, physically, it's pretty easy for us to achieve. And simple is just what you've got to do and understanding what you've got to do. But let's go through some examples so I can better demonstrate my point. Let's say you want to lose some weight from, I don't know, the Christmas holidays or the Easter holidays. I don't know why I went for the Christmas there since it is the Easter holidays right now. Of which I'm thinking about the vegan chocolate I'm going to eat, even though I'm doing pretty good. Anyway, going off topic, but let's say you want to lose a load of weight or a bit of weight. So it's actually quite simple. You have to exercise and eat well. You exercise a lot. You work out how much you've got to exercise and you work out without obsessing too badly. You work out roughly what you should be eating, what you should be sticking to. You might get some support with it. Now, that's very simple. And you might be screaming at me right now going, that's not simple. That's not simple. I can't keep to that. It is simple, but I didn't say it was easy, did I? It could be quite hard if you perhaps were in a habit of eating badly, you didn't like exercise, but it's quite simple. You follow a plan and you'll achieve it. However, it's not always easy. Now, let's use another example. Say you're in a toxic relationship, whether that's romantically or whether it's like a friendship group. So say you've got a toxic relationship. It's quite simple what to do, really. Leave or get away from that person or those people if it's a group of people. But emotionally, it's not easy, is it? Emotionally, it's going to be very, very, very hard, mentally very hard, and all the things you've got to do, especially like some people go through a divorce, like emotionally, financially, mentally, that is going to be very hard. But if you're not in love with the person, it's very simple. I'm just saying it how it is. And it's to do people a favor. We make it really overcomplicated. Because it's quite hard emotionally, mentally, or physically. And I'm not just talking about the relationship example here. I'm talking about many areas of life. Here's another one related to my area and something I obviously always emphasize. Boosting your self-esteem. That is actually very, very simple, but it's not easy if you've got a lifetime of not having very good self-esteem. You just have to do things that make you feel good. You have to smile at yourself. You have to tell yourself you love you. You have to do crazy stuff like me and jump around. You have to listen to the right information. You have to take care of yourself. It's very, and if it's, you know, if you're not sure what to do at first, you could read my book, The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset. You could get a confidence coach. Again, that's me. Or you could get like someone who seems really happy. You could get someone who's always upbeat and you just model what they do. But it might not necessarily be easy at first. But the more you do something, the simpler it becomes. I really want to want you to think about what could be simplified, how you can make things more simple. And that's the message I'm trying to get across today. Ask yourself, am I overcomplicating this? Because it only ends up in misery and us not accomplishing as much as we want to. So I'm going to give you 3 tips now on how you can simplify things a little bit. Number 1, get very clear on what you want rather than what you don't. And what I mean by that is you've got to have a clear vision for what you want. And then when you've got that in your vision, you can understand, right, what are the things that are going to support me? And then things are going to come in your way and you're going to think, okay, that's not going to support me. Or, right, I need to do this. But being really clear on what you want is going to really help you. Get rid of all the complicated things, but add in the things that are going to give value and keep an eye out for that vision every single day. Number 2. Don't try and think everything's going to be sorted overnight. We like, as human beings, we love instant gratifications. We want things sorted now. And that's how our brain works. It's just like, I want to sort out this, so I'm going to move away from the most challenging thing and go back to my comfort zone. That's what the brain does. So learning to accept that things can't happen in a moment with a magic wand or anything, understanding that things can be done in time, but not everything can be done instantly. Have a plan and follow it. And number 3 is get an outside perspective. Get yourself a coach or mentor, ideally, because they're experienced professionals who are able to tell you, well, a coach will help you facilitate and get you to create that self-awareness on yourself and understand, right, okay, this is simple and this could be more simple and this is the steps I can take. And a mentor can give you some more direct advice and tell you what to do. And perhaps if you don't want to get either of those, get a friend, just have a chat through and they'll be able to tell you their point of view and that'll give you a new perspective on things. When we share a problem, we halve it, and that can really, really help. So those are my tips on how you can simplify things. Life can be so much more simple than you realize. Don't overcomplicate it. Really ask yourself, am I overcomplicating it? Increasing your self-awareness is really, really going to help. And when I've worked with people to see their problems, I've asked them very simple questions that they wouldn't ask themselves. That's my role. That's my nature of a coach. But then I've had on the other side, when I've been stuck with a problem and I've talked to a coach or one of my coaches or my main mentor, and I've been like, I'm just troubled with this. And they've been able to give me their perspective or get me to think in a different perspective. So if you're really looking to up your self-awareness, get clear on what are the right actions, what are the right habits for you, and increase your self-confidence, whether that's through a challenging business or a challenging career, then I'm a confidence coach. And if you're a right fit, I will personally take you through an empowering process to allow you to feel your true value. Now, to be clear, what we're looking for in this is someone who wants to do this now, not a person who's going to hesitate and be like, I don't know if I want to increase my confidence and feel better. We want someone who's going to take action right now. That's what I look for in the clients I get. And if this is you and this fits you perfectly, then you can book a time in in the description below. There is a link where you can book in a time and we can see in a free consultation call if this personal one-to-one coaching is going to be a right fit for you. Remember, if you don't change what you do now, your life won't change. So I'll leave that in the description. Thank you very much for listening today. If you have appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give us a rating. That would be hugely appreciated. Thank you so much if you have done so already. I really, really appreciate you for listening. And remember this, improve your self-esteem. You improve the lives of others.